King Charles the First. He was the king from November 1600 to the 30th of January 1649. That's 49 years. That's not too bad for a king. I'm pretty sure he was the one that and they executed him. After his succession in 1625, Charles quarrelled with the English Parliament, which sought to curb his royal prerogative. He believed in the divine right of kings and was determined to govern according to his own conscience. Many of his subjects opposed his policies, in particular the levying of taxes without parliamentary consent, and perceived his actions as those of a tyrannical absolute monarch. His religious policies, coupled with his marriage to a Roman Catholic, generated antipathy and mistrust from reformed religious groups such as the English Puritans and Scottish. That's what I wanted to read. See? That's King Charles the First, right? I'm just gonna read some more there. Yeah. Charles surrendered to a Scottish force after lengthy negotiations between the English and Scottish parliaments. He was handed over to the Long Parliament in London. Charles refused to accept his captors' demands for a constitutional monarchy, which would have been good, and temporarily escaped captivity in November 1647. Re-imprisoned on the Isle of Wight, he forged an alliance with Scotland, but by the end of 1648, the new model army had consolidated its control over England, and Charles was tried and convicted and executed for high treason in January 1649. The monarchy was abolished and the Commonwealth of England was established as a republic. The monarchy would be restored to Charles' son, Charles II, in 1660, which is 10 years later. I'm sure. Yeah, this is it. To prevent the king from dissolving it at will, Parliament passed the Tyrannical Act, which required Parliament to be summoned at least every 3 years and permitted the Lord Keeper and 12 peers to summon Parliament if the king failed to do so. The act was coupled with a subsidy bill, and to secure the latter, Charles grudgingly granted royal assent in February 1641. So, King Charles I wanted to raise taxes without consulting with Parliament, right? So he's like an absolute monarchy. He thinks he's got the divine right from God to fucking rule over everybody, but he introduces taxes without talking to the Parliament. And back then the Parliament was the representatives of the people against the monarchy. So today it's the opposite almost. It's like, well, the Parliament introduces more and more and more taxes and the king applauds. And this King Charles the First, he tried to abolish Parliament. And so the Parliament executed him.
Yeah. The moral of the story is,
I heard that he actually abolished it 2 or 3 times before they executed him. Like he reinstated it and then abolished it and then reinstated it because they wouldn't agree to raising taxes. Well, now the king doesn't have to raise taxes. The Parliament just keeps raising taxes.
How amazing,
dude. So now we've got the king living off all of his wealth, what he owns. You know, he owns a lot of Scotland and England. They're all productive farmland and fucking office buildings and, you know, country estates and all that stuff. The king's very, very wealthy. So he doesn't really care what the fuck Parliament does. Parliament does just screws the people.
He's
and the king should. This king should be the opposite to King Charles the First. That's what my that's what I'm talking about. This King Charles the Third. He should demand Parliament puts taxes down and demand Parliament disbands itself. How popular would he be? If he's saying, why don't we abolish the taxes and the parliament at the same time? He'll go, listen, I've got enough land and stuff. I'm allowed to defend it. You go and do what you want to do. I'm going to abolish the parliament and the taxes. And I'll make money off leasing my land and having my office buildings and whatever other businesses I've got running. I'm just an entrepreneur king. I've got that's what they are now. You have to have production. You have to have wealth generation, otherwise they don't stay wealthy, they die. So, you know, the gold comes from the production. So if you don't have production, the king starves too. But I think this king, the Charles III, he should say, how about, he should say to the people through Twitter and YouTube, should get on there and say, how about we abolish the parliament, guys? I'll be your king. Taxes will be 1%. And you can do whatever you want. Set up your own police forces. Set up your own fucking whatever. And we abolish these fuckers over here. They'll shoot him, won't they? Or they'll try him for treason. And they'll kill him or put him in jail. But I don't think it matters that much if the king does that or not, because I think the parliament has to is going to dissolve anyway because it's too corrupt and you know inefficient and bloodthirsty and you know, just terrible. It's good at stealing and killing. That's what the parliament's good at. So they dress up in their suits and their ties and pretend to be good guys, but they're just another. They're a mafia with a welfare wing from printed money. Don't kid yourself that they're anything other than that. These parliamentarians. Some of them have bleeding hearts. Some of them have good intentions. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's not my quote. That's an old quote. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So even if we don't have evil, we will have stupidity. If we allow others to dictate to us, whoever they may be, the only reason we comply right now is because we know that we will be thrown in a cage. If we speak out, we will be silenced. I'm missing something?
This world.
The world?
Integrity.
Yes, and it's what happens when you don't have a gold standard. It's what happens when you come off real money and you have fake money. That's what happens to the society. Plus, society's going through a cycle, the same as it always has.
But having integrity means that people have to start from themselves, which is the hardest. Because it's much easier to point finger on somebody else and say, oh, he's doing something wrong. So if everyone starts from themselves, then there will not be needed any kind of police and whatever. And it's impossible because we have involved humans in it. And humans have a brain. And brain is therefore make their life easy. Not difficult. And integrity is fucking hard.
Integrity comes about, you know, if you leave people alone. If you leave people alone and don't regulate them and don't control them and don't try and control the money supply, a very small amount of people do bad things. Whether they're bad or not, I don't know, but they do stupid or bad things. A very small amount. But when you try and regulate everything and control everything and you fucking print a load of money, you get that. That's a bigger percentage of people. People become more desperate and do the wrong thing because they're desperate. And you just bad people breed, well, stupid people breed stupid people who do stupid things, and this society is not as good as when you don't have printed money, when you don't have fake currency.
Can you imagine that there would not be money and there would be only work and level to work?
Well, all you're saying is just making, you know, a service, the money. But that's makes it more difficult. Yeah, well, it's not up to us to decide what money is. It's not up to the government to decide what money is. It's not up to us to decide what money is. It's up to the market. If someone demands 2 cows for their lawnmower, they're demanding 2 cows, and that's all, like they cut themselves out of the rest of the market. All the people that have got 20 litres of fuel, they get rid of them. All the people that have got 1 ounce of silver, they get rid of them. All the people that have got a wheelbarrow to swap, you know, they get rid of them. They say, I'll only take 2 cows. Well, that's fucked money, because hardly anyone wants that to use that money. Mm. Cow money's terrible because it dies and deteriorates and goes poof into the ground, into the air, disappears, cow money. If you use iron, it'll rust and disappear over time. If you use earth, that's pretty good money. I've got 100 square meters of earth. How much will you give me for it? Earth doesn't change much. That's pretty stable.
You have earth. If you have anything, you need to protect it, because there still will be some losers who will take it away for you.
What? What? Sorry.
If you have any means, any land or whatever. You probably also need to be able to defend the land, and you probably need also to have money, have guns, because otherwise somebody come and take it away from you.
Not if we have a security.
Basically.
If we have prosperity, we won't need so much security. But if we can get security fairly cheaply, then it's not a worry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the same as now there is security firms that are cruising around with guys walking around with guns on them, looking after shopping centres and stuff, so the police don't have to do it. Because the police just want to collect the taxes and eat donuts and that shit, mate, you know? Or deal with really serious shit, you know, like murders and fucking stuff like that, right? So you have private security firms, but if the police, you know, were their monopoly was broken up, if the police force monopoly was broken up, which it's coming, then they still provide security, but they have to do it in the open market in competition with each other, and the price of security drops and comes down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I still know.
You what?
I still know.
You still know. Yeah. So, you know,
anything a move anywhere away from that is going to have high security prices, bad security. That's what we have now. It's bad security at high prices. But Western society tends to be peaceful. You know, we pretty much live peacefully with each other. The neighbors aren't, no one's marauding through our streets trying to steal our shit, okay? And in the city, that's gonna happen, yeah. If the supermarkets run out of food, I'm not saying when, but if. Yeah, then you'll get desperate people. And it'll reach a boiling point where if someone's been hungry for a few days, then they're gonna lose it, you know what I mean? They're going to get pretty fucking stirred up.
It's happening these days because this society gives people security in way that they give them free payments. Now they're trying to control those free payments because they want people work, and people don't like it, some of them. So they take away from them the free security, basically, the payment, and people start stealing it. If they still don't want to go to work.
Yeah, there is no free anything, eh? Someone got to get paid. The security, the people got to get paid.
You know what I mean. Free for them, not free for
yeah.
everyone.
Supposedly free. Yeah. It feels like it's free. But in return, you get poverty. In return, you get hard life. It's not free. The person supplying the teaching or the security still has to get paid. The doctor gets paid. We might say we get free medical and we go to public health system. He's still getting paid. And unfortunately, he's getting paid with all of my taxes and all of the money that the currency that the government borrowed and all of the currency that it created and the banks created. That's what they're getting. To supply me with zero most of the time, which is not good. But sooner or later, that's unsustainable. So that monopoly doctor that works in a public health system becomes less. Right now, private doctors are very expensive because they're regulated to the shithouse.
Yeah.
And only very few people can become private doctors. So they have a stranglehold on the market and they can. They've got thousands of people want their services, so they can crank the price up until they've only got 10 people a week want their services, and they go, oh, I can handle that, you know, and everyone pays $500 or $1,000 an hour to fucking have me operate on them or whatever it is. But in a free market, there's a shit ton of fucking people out there that can offer you the service, and they're competing with each other. We've got the best equipment. We've got the most sterile. We've got the smartest doctor. We've got the most success in our operations. You just don't get that here. In Thailand, you had them advertising on the fucking side of the road. Come to our clinic and get your teeth done. Come to our clinic and fucking have your eyebrows done. Come to our clinic and straighten your nose. Whatever the fuck it was. Like, we've got the best clinic in town. They're all advertising. They're in competition with each other. It's great. It's a free market in medicine.
Yeah.
And so it makes it much cheaper. Than anything and better quality than anything the government could deliver. And there, a lot of them, like in the early days, the medical people and the teachers came from the private sector. The guys that knew how to build houses really good were in the classroom when they were retiring. They'd get to 50 and go, fuck, I might teach for the next 10 years and retire, see? Those people are not in the classrooms anymore because of the monopoly system that's going on or tried to go on. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to bore you, babe.
No, right.
There's nothing free, but it'd be good if it was not. You can't make it free, but you can make it really, really cheap. And there is a way, honey. There is a way to make everything really cheap.
Yes, you have to get that into her, those little people, so they can access it.
You have to have that. Soak into the hearts and minds of your nation, otherwise you're fucked. I've just been reading the notice board and they're talking about the health department's brought out new regulations for people serving food, but so all the small businesses can't afford to do the training and, you know, have all these fucking supervisors on and all this sort of shit, so that they all go broke and everyone's eating at a fucking massive great McDonald's or whatever.
But, and
they were saying it's just globalist shit.
Did you saw this message?
Oh yeah, that's exactly what it's like. That's the Australian workplace.
That's why I did that.
That's why we're fucked. That's communism.
Well,
it's communism with a
nothing.
Sorry?
How many people have to face it doing nothing to it? Just supervising it.
And this country was never like that. This country was successful because we didn't have that.
Mm.
We had one fucking, you know, 60-year-old guy back there with a fucking desk full of paperwork and a grey bristle, and he'd be like, tell them to fucking do it now, you know? And everyone had just, like, there was none of these, stop here, go now, you know, do what you're told, watch out, that's unsafe, here's a lecture, here's a training course, here's a training organisation, here's a regulation, here's a piece of paper, here's a bunch of fuckers. That shit wasn't there before. I should put that on the podcast. I think I've been recording myself. I should check it.
Are you recording yourself?
I think I have just recorded myself, actually, by accident.
How?
Because I turned it on and I was looking up the king.
Oh.
Because I was going to say certain things and put a measured podcast across, and I've just rambled and ranted. But maybe that's what they want to hear. Maybe not.
I hope that you're not recording me booking.
Well, I don't think it's good enough to pick up. Your voice will be so faint that mine probably not gets picked up either. Let's see.
Oh,
it's still recording. Well, folks, that was our Saturday afternoon sitting in the shade on a hot day conversation. See you on the next one.